Welcome to 3 Minute Testimonies at the Crick House.
Hello, this is another 3 Minute Testimony. So this comes from a time which, if you've been listening to our podcast, you will understand was a really difficult season, not just for the world, but for our family. We were living in a converted American school bus, or a in-progress converted American school bus, and it had got to December and Oscar had woken us up in the night, and the washing machine, which we had on the bus, had filled the yellow bus with water. And we were quite shocked with our son coming to us in the middle of the night telling us, "Dad, I have woken up and my ankles are an inch deep in water." Stepping out of our bed, I suddenly thought, "Oscar, what are you talking about? There was no water there at all." And I think I must have fallen back to sleep at that time, because I woke up and everything seemed to be mopped up and ready. Obviously, we had some husband angels up in the night getting on with sorting out the flood. But the testimony comes from the fact that when we drove our bus into this particular parking spot in Ashburnham Place, Gary at the time had a little bit of a grumble that actually we were on a little bit of a slope. But that night we didn't realise that little bit of a slope actually saved our bus from a total flood. That little bit of gradient actually meant that when the washing machine had burst its pipe in the middle of the night, although Oscar, who actually his bed was right by the front door, had woken up to those few inches of water, the rest of the bus was not in that same level of water, because where the washing machine was placed and that little gradient had actually meant that all the water that came out of the washing machine was flooding down the bus and straight out the front door. And I believe that God, even though at the time we didn't realise parking on that gradient was a little bit annoying because our cups would fly down the worktop and things weren't quite level, and it's good to be level, especially when you're asleep, because it can be a little bit dizzy. But that night we needed our bus on that gradient, and we are so grateful to God, because we could have woken up in a lot more water, but God made it that water would come out and flow out that door. So thank you for the gradient, Father. Father, we just thank you that we will be grateful in all things to see your hand, that you have protected us from making things appear and happen worse than they could have done, that Lord, that your hand was in everything. Thank you, Father God, for the gradient.